got to put the pound sign.
If you are the host, press star now. Otherwise, please wait, and you will be joined into the conference.
Okay. Get ready, guys. We're going to be joined into the conference by Keith David and Dion Lee.
Okay.
Please announce yourself.
Uncle Eddie from the Ham Radio Show and the rest of my morons on my show are here.
I guess so.
I don't know what we're supposed to say.
Yeah, just say hello.
Yeah, okay.
Hi.
Welcome to Ham Radio.
All right.
Hello.
Hello. First off, hello. Let's say, I don't know, you can't really see me right now, but I'm bowing to you, Keith.
Oh.
Just so you know, I'm genuflecting right now.
We all are.
You're not genuflecting to me?
No. First, I didn't hear Keith. I didn't know if Keith was in the room. I heard you, Dion, and we love you. We've been playing your music all show, first off.
Yeah, cool.
That happened before.
And I am now officially a fan.
Yes.
This is the only black guy on the panel.
All right.
Yes. We have one black guy,
hello.
Three white guys. It's a very good mix. We enjoy it. Speaking of a good mix,
right.
We have two guests right now, the incomparable Keith David and Dion Lee. Dion Lee, by the way, just so we can plug it again, because we have been plugging it throughout the program, has a cabaret show on the 25th, The Way It Is, .. now, at New York City's Joe's Pub on the 25th of this month. And we've been playing a lot of your stuff before before you guys were even a couple hours away from being on the program. And let me tell you, everybody loved it. We especially loved, we played you doing Drop It Like It's Hot from Snoop Dogg.
Oh, yeah. That's my favorite.
Outstanding job. Outstanding job. It felt like a more beautiful Snoop Dogg was doing the remix.
Yeah, I love Come Home to Mama.
Thank you.
That's mine. Come Home to Mama.
That's fabulous.
All right, sir.
Come to Mama.
You have an amazing voice.
Absolutely.
Great style.
Thank you. Yeah. I live in good company. I think we're a house full of amazing voices.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Two great voices.
You know?
Yeah, runs in the family.
That's why you're together.
Exactly. All right. So let's discuss this. We're going to break it down, even though the two people are in the room. Keith, let's start with you.
Okay.
Do you realize, Mr. David, if I can, I'm calling you Keith like I know you, but Mr. David, do you realize that you... Number one, are the voice of my childhood.
Well, I appreciate that, I think.
Well, you know what? It was a pretty good childhood, sir. I am 44 years of age, and let me tell you, Gargoyles, Spawn, just to name a few. We had Todd McFarlane on this very program, and we're still trying to figure out why that show was ever canceled. We don't know what happened.
Yeah, well, you know, that's one of those great mysteries.
The great mysteries of life. Then we were going over all the countless movies that we love you in. And I do have to ask one question. One of my favorites, There's Something About Mary. All right, you're in it.
Oh, that's one of mine, too.
Okay, see, we're on the same page. Great movie, one of your favorites, one of mine. I got to ask... The line when you walk in and you say, how'd you get the beans above the Frank? Was that ad-libbed or was that in the script?
I believe that was the scripted line, but there was a couple of others that were improv.
All right, because literally that sounded like you just, like, you right off the dome to me. It sounded like it just came out of your head, and I'm like, I use that line at least once a month. Just because, like, when you can't figure something out, I had to get the beans above the Frank. Once a month. at least once a month. All
See,
right.
I had that same question.
Good.
When it came to Dead Presidents. To this day, I use this line in Dead Presidents that you use, where you said, I'd rather eat cat shit with a knit needle. That's my line. Anytime anybody's trying to get me to do something I don't want to do. Mm-hmm.
That was definitely my line.
There you go.
Yes. From an old auntie of mine.
Yes.
That's a great line.
I love that line. I use it to this day. Every time somebody tries to get me to do something I don't want to do,
sure.
I tell them I'd rather eat cat shit with a knit needle.
There you go. And now we know that it was Keith David's seal of approval. Oh. That's his line.
Yeah.
Good job.
It's even greater now that I know he did it. It wasn't scripted.
There you go. See, do you see how much joy that you bring to us, Keith? Do you see? Do you see what you do?
I'm going to be laughing at that all night.
Oh, my Lord. All right, so now that we've gushed all the countless Emmys that you've won and countless Tony Awards, because you're also stage, screen, television, cinema, you've done it all. What's next for Keith David? What's the next thing you're doing?
Well, the very next thing is... The very next thing I'm doing is I'm joining my wife at Joe's Pub.
Very nice.
And I get to sit in with her.
Beautiful.
He's a lucky, lucky guy.
He sure is.
So Dion Lee, tell me about how did you get all this stuff going on? How did you become a cabaret singer? We know you have the talent. That's a given. We've heard you. We know that you're great.
What brought you to that?
Yeah, what brought you to doing cabaret? What brought you to that style of singing?
I wanted to have something of my own, and I didn't want to wait for people to hire me. Mm-hmm. I knew that I was a great storyteller. I knew I was a great singer. I knew where I feel like my life would have been a little different if I had stayed in New York, but I love California and I love my family, so I won't go into that. However, cabaret seemed to be the right genre for me to do all the things that I wanted to do. And I get to recreate it. So I've recreated it. You know, it's storytelling at its best. It's not, you know, all the Broadway songs. It's contemporary music. It's current music. It's what's happening now. You know, it's just fun. It's really fun. It's a good challenge. Good challenge for me. I love it.
Now, Keith, are you going to hit the stage and start belting out some tunes with Dion?
Well, I get to, like I said, I get to sit in with her and join the fun. She invites me, and it is my privilege and my honor to sing with her.
There you go.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. You know, Keith is being very kind and lovely right now. He definitely is a highlight when he comes onto the stage, for sure. I'm excited about being in New York because I always dreamed of singing at Joe's Pub. The Public Theater is one of the first places he performed. So that we get to be there together is, for me, one of the highlights of my life. I am so excited. I'm so excited to be there.
Yeah. To me right now, Keith's coming off as a very modest individual. Very modest. I know the spotlight's on Dion. I get it. She, you know, she's beautiful. She's talented. She's got the brand new show coming on. I know. I can feel. But the only thing, like, I am still mesmerized by his voice. Like, this man can read a phone book, and I would be intrigued.
Well, I'm flattered by that, but you haven't heard me read the phone.
Well, do you happen to have one right there, sir, because we can start. Now, let me ask you, when did this magnificent velvety voice, this deep baritone voice, when did that start? Were you like 12, your balls dropped, and then you were like, hi, everybody, I'm Keith David. Like, when did that happen?
Well, I tell you, I mean, around 12, 13, I've been a singer my whole life,
mm-hmm.
actor. And you know, I used to sing in church and stuff. But then I had that very awkward 12, 13 years old period when all I sounded like was alfalfa. Oh. And it was always just breaking all the time.
Oh, man.
And then, my first singing experiences, though mostly good experiences, I had two dynamics. loud and louder.
Just like me.
You know.
I was going to say, I just imagine Keith David doing the Barber of Seville. Figaro, Figaro.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm telling you, that's the best voice to have, though. Hey, ladies. Hello. I'm Keith David. It's like great voice. And only paired off even better with Dion's voice, because she has that soul sweet voice. So I can imagine on stage together what that's going to sound like. It's worth the money right there.
Yeah, that's why I'm going.
Exactly. Already.
We have conversations where I say, don't tell anybody that you're married to me, because I really like watching the ladies make complete fools of themselves in my presence.
Well, that's okay. See,
I
wasn't even going to go into that, but
it's quite entertaining.
I got to imagine. I imagine that Keith is what would be called a chick magnet. He's a very good looking gentleman. I mean, and the voice on top of all that, let alone his track record of success that he's had in cinema, stage, and everything else. Just the voice alone from across the room, he's like, you can hear, when he's ordering a drink or something, has to make women just explode. Like, what was that? Three women just exploded, table five. Keith David's here. You know what I mean? That kind of crazy stuff.
Well, it's more exciting through your imagination than the reality. But, I'll take that,
And I like to make fun of it. I make fun of it in my show. I don't do a very good Keith David impression, and I'm very proud of it. I love to pretend like I can talk really deeply and make fun of him. I really can't. The show is a good time because I do get that moment to kind of imitate my husband and have a little fun with that.
Terrific.
My daughter does a really good imitation.
I'm sure she does. Everything's got to run in the family, man. I'm sure she does. All right, so the two of you, by the way, also, besides doing the show on the 25th, you're in a movie called The Prank together. Am I correct on that?
Yeah.
All right, so
that
now...
That is correct.
That movie, I saw the trailer. I haven't seen the movie yet. I'm not going to lie to you, but I did... The concept is pretty good with Rita Moreno and a murder and everything else. How was that, man? How was that working together in a film? And is this the first time, or you guys worked together before?
No, we worked together once before, but now I can't remember the name of the movie.
When Ray Met Helen.
When Ray Met Helen.
Okay.
Was the first movie we did together. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And,
it's great because you hire us together and we get to be together. And if you hire me, you get a better chance of actually getting him.
There you go.
Okay.
It's a package deal. You see, you got to buy Dion, and then you get. They throw in free of charge, Keith David. Free of charge. You get a brand new.
I didn't go that far.
Okay.
No, the movie's going to have to be
free of charge, but it's a bonus.
Well, yeah, look, that's why I say a bonus, because Dion can stand on her own.
Oh, absolutely. That's why we were.
Absolutely.
We've been playing, like I said before, from the beginning of the show on, because I don't want anyone. If we don't agree, if we go, okay, wow, she's only, we're only here because we want to get Keith David on and blah, 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 blah. We looked into it before we booked everything. We were like, hey, this chick has some pipes. This is a good show. Ricky's already getting his tickets. He's going to go to the one on the 25th. He's like, I saw the little kind of taste, the appetizer.
I want to go to, and
especially now if Keith David's going to be there too, on top of it, yet again, like that added bonus, the little cherry on top of the cake. I mean, how can you go wrong?
Well, two of us on the show.
You cannot go wrong.
Yeah.
And if you know people in Chicago, I'm going to be in Chicago.
There you go, Chi-Town, speak up. There you go.
Yeah, come on, Chicago.
Yeah, well, two of us
April
are music
20,
guys.
April 19th and 20th.
Yeah, we have two actual old school music guys in the studio, Ricky and Joe in the back. We're not letting Joe talk too much, but Ricky and Joe are musicians. They've also run studios. So anytime you want to come use the sound booth, here in the studio. We'll make that happen.
Where are you guys located?
We're in beautiful scenic Staten Island, New York.
Oh, okay.
Ah,
all right.
Okay.
So, hey,
We were born and raised in Staten Island. We was born and raised in New York. I was born and raised in Brooklyn. Me and Joe was born and raised in Brooklyn.
Okay.
Eddie and Billy was born and raised in Staten Island.
Yeah. And together we make one hell of a borough. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
But also, we also work very closely with the World Funk Orchestra. And, you know, check them out as well. We're actually going to be in a recording studio. I don't know when. We're going to be on an album, too. So you're speaking to a room full of musicians now.
But,
all right?
But not the same talent.
Yeah, and nowhere near the talent.
Us ourselves.
As, you know, Dion Lee and, of course, Keith David. We're nowhere near the talent, except I would like to gloat a little bit to the Emmy guy and the Tony Award-winning guy and the beautiful, talented Dion Lee, who's going to be performing live in a cabaret show the way it was, now, the way it is. I screwed it up. I screwed up the plug.
The way it is.
The way it is, now. New York City Joe's Pub on the 25th of this month, and that's on Lafayette. Billy gave the address before. So we were talking about it before. We were hyping it up before. So you're in New York. You got to be there. It's a great show. You're going to see a great show. You're going to get some drinks. You're going to have one of those old school New York nights out where you see a cabaret show, you drink a little, maybe smoke a cigar, hang out with me, whatever you want to do. And it's a good, real, old school kind of fun, entertaining New York City night right there on the 25th.
It's a great night because they have great drinks and they have great food.
There you go.
See?
Totally entertained.
See, Keith, we were trying to figure out if they had food. We knew they had drinks because it was a pub. Now you get the whole enchilada. You get the food, you get the drink, and then you get Dion Lee on stage. And maybe you'll
see. It's a great night out.
Yeah, I'm going to bring my wife. I'm going to get a ticket. I'm going to come with my wife because I love the show. Just a little bit I saw. I fell in love with.
Well, this is an all new show. Remember, that was old school stuff that we were showing.
Doesn't matter.
Show.
Voice
That's
is amazing.
Show.
Yeah, brand new show. Yeah.
But
brand
you will new. Love you will love this show equally. This show is a night full of fun. All up tempo music with a really surprising story.
Oh.
So yeah, bring your wife. You'll have a great time.
Oh yeah.
Great time.
Yeah.
He's going to romance her. It's a little
won't let me out unless I bring her anyway.
What? She's a smart woman.
Honey, can I go see Dion Lee, please? Not without me.
Because I'll be over there talking like Keith David. I'm sorry.
You got to talk like Keith David. That's how you get things done, Ricky. Yeah. That's how you do it.
That's right.
Hello, ladies.
That's why she's not going to let me out, because she know I'll be over there talking like Keith David.
I still think Keith's being too modest. I know that voice is, it's like a bug zapper. It just attracts the women. I know it. I can feel it in my loins. Mr. Lee. Oh, there you go. My microphone got stuck.
Just don't call me late for dinner.
There you go.
No.
Mr. David and Miss Lee, quick question. Let's plug away everything we got going on. Keith, you can go first if you wish. What do you have going on? What big projects are going on? Especially, we're going to plug the Joe's Pub engagement, of course. But what else you have going on as well?
Well, I'm just home from doing a season of a thing called Duster that'll be on the Max Channel,
okay,
and the Max Network, and I'm home for the next adventure. The next chapter is working with my wife at Joe's Pub.
Nice.
And we'll see what happens for the summer.
That's a beautiful thing, man. I'm glad to hear it. That's a beautiful thing. Miss Lee, Dion Lee.
Yeah.
Come on, plug away, baby. You know what? Can you sing your plugs? That would be great.
Can I sing my plugs?
Yeah, at least one of them.
Okay,
Eddie, don't put any pressure on her. Eddie.
Okay. On April 19th and 20th, I'll be in Chicago. at the Mercury Theater on April 25th, the day after my...
What happened?
I don't know.
He got caught, yeah.
And then she blew out the speaker. She did so well.
Yeah, she was terrific.
Oh, no. I wanted to know if they were going to work together on another movie, possibly like a Blues Brothers type of movie.
Oh, man, we lost them for... Goddamn it. You want to try again?
Yeah.
All right, let's see if we can try again. Hold on a minute. Let's hang up. Hold on. I'm trying. Calm down, people. I'm trying.
Like I said, Joe's Pub...
Welcome, and thank you for choosing freeconferencecall.com.
Don't do it while the thing's talking, Bill, for Christ's sake, and then you can plug
Please
it.
Please enter your access code followed by the pound or hash.
425 Lafayette Street, near Astor Place in Manhattan. The theater itself is named
if
after
you are
Joseph
the host,
Papp.
Press star now. Otherwise, please wait, and you will be joined into the conference.
Please wait.
I will. New York Shakespeare Festival. That's who this man, Joseph Papp, and all his productions. That's what he's
Please
known
announce
for.
Yourself.
Hey, we lost you guys, and we love you guys, and we want to talk to you more. It's Uncle Eddie and a bunch of morons. Yeah! We got him back. Good. Beautiful. All right, yeah, so let's not sing anymore because I think you were so good, I think they cut us off everything.
That was it, huh?
So where we last
April
left...
April 25th.
There you go. April 25th, live. Billy was just giving out the address. Joe's Pub.
Joe's Pub.
Yes, the way it
7
is.
7 p.m.
Dot, 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 yeah. Now.
The way it is now.
Ricky's going to be there.
Information on my website.
Yeah,
can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. We can hear you, baby. Go ahead.
What is your website?
You can go and get the information on my website at DionLee.com, Lee, L-E-A, or Dion underscore Lee on Instagram and TikTok.
TikTok. D-I-O-N-N-E if you're doing your spell check on that. By the way, like I said before, the Daily Star says it's a night not to be missed. The Post, Dion Lee is so good. We agree. It's got five stars. From the Daily News. So if you needed any more reason to go, there you go. The critics love her. We love her. Keith David loves her. Everybody loves her because she's very talented. Dion Lee, Keith David. First off, I can't thank you enough for the both of you being on the program. Keith, especially, like I said, you were the voice of my childhood. Thank you so much for all the work that you have done. I know Ricky won, but I wanted to get back on the phone with you just to say thank you so much for doing the program. Ricky, what do you need?
And I just wanted to tell you, Mr. Keith David, that I love your work with Ken Burns. Everything you've done with Ken Burns, I've seen numerous times. I think I've watched Jazz, and I think that's 7 days. I think I've watched Jazz about 50 times already.
Oh, my.
Nice!
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. And I will be at the show with my wife.
On the 25th.
And I'll make myself known.
Of this month.
All right, yeah. Be sure to say hello afterwards.
I will, definitely.
Absolutely. Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do not applaud, I will beat you with a stick.
Okay.
The incomparable, the silver-voiced marvel that is Keith David, the wonderful velvety tones of Dion Lee. Ladies and gentlemen, round of applause for two great people. Thank you for being on the program, guys.
Okay. Thank you.
Right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, we just talked to Keith Lee.
Okay.
Keith David.
I'm all flustered. Mm. Hold on for a minute. Because let me tell you why.
Take a
why?
Break.
Like, I will tell you something off air.
I don't know what we're supposed to
say. Thank
about
you,
that.
Joe. I was about to go into that. Joe is like literally he is the pre-cum of that. You can't get a word in edgewise. Just like, I'm going to fucking blow the spot. We were told numerous times not to mention.
Yeah.
Not to mention because, uh-huh, you know, she's her own performer and I get all that.
That's
but
why I didn't
how many times? How many times did Keith say it?
Oh, yeah.
And his wife said it. that they were together, like, the whole time.
Yeah.
So it kind of throws a monkey wrench into what you're trying to do, because when you're sitting here trying to go, I'm trying to follow the rules, everybody, and I'm trying to do what I was asked, and then right out of the gate, you know, it runs in our family, you know, me and my wife, and I'm like, what?
You know what?
What? Who? Point. What?
I'd rather have them do it. They
absolutely. Oh, hands up, and don't shoot. Let them friggin' do it. Absolutely.
I'm sure they may have wanted to do that themselves. You know? It's
just fine with
some,
me.
Some are.
Look, I have no problem with them doing it.
Yeah.
I just, like, you know, like when you're told one thing, you're like, hey, by the way, the oven's hot.
Yeah.
And then you're told, don't touch the oven.
It made it go a different way.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, you get thrown off your...
It throws you off in the way beginning, because you're trying to have a conversation and you're trying to make sure that you're doing 100% real radio, which is what we do here. We, you know, we're the uncrowned kings of unfiltered reality radio. That's what we do.
Train wreck.
Yeah, I mean, we're controlled chaos. And then when we go in with a monkey wrench and one hand behind our back, you know what I mean? Like, we don't know what's going on. And then literally, as long as the big name celebrities are the ones that are kind of going, okay, no, you can talk about it.
Yeah.
In one way, shape, or form, I'm gonna, you know, put up the white flag and be like, okay, I'm down, we're good, let's just keep going. But I mean, that threw me off in the way beginning, because I was sitting there when he said it, I was okay with it.
Yeah.
Then she says it, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I guess it's open season, so mazel tov to everybody.
Well, who gave you those instructions? The PR people?
A lot, yeah, PR people, but it came through like countless, like,
first off, to do such.
Let's be fucking honest. This guy, even though Joe doesn't know who the fuck he is,
I don't know.
Big guy in the world of film, television, stage, everything. He's a big name. He's done it all. He's seen it all. So you got to jump through a lot of fucking hoops when you want to have a guy like this on your show, no matter what it is. It could be fucking Howard.
Yeah, absolutely.
It doesn't matter. They still have to jump through hoops to have things get done the right way. So I, being the little show that could, and going, I think I can, was like, I'm not going to muddy these waters. I'm going to do whatever was asked of me. And then afterwards, we were going to talk about it, which we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Mazel tov. What is that, Velvet?
Could be.
The best part of that movie.
Really gets so good at
that. The best part of that movie is the end when they do the joke. Vader, taste the soup.
Yeah.
What happened? Is the soup too cold? He goes, Vader, taste the soup. Get over here, taste the soup. What is the soup too hot? Vader, get over here, taste the soup. Where's the spoon? Aha! Aha!